Our sense of smell can have a large impact on how we think and feel. But did you know that mood can affect how we smell? According to a study by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, feeling anxious can make typically neutral smells seem repugnant. The study involved a dozen volunteers who rated a panel of neutral smells, which, no surprise, they described as more or less neutral. Then, while inside an MRI machine, the subjects were made to feel anxious by being forced to watch disturbing images of car crashes and grisly war scenes. They were then once again asked to rank the panels of neutral smells. But now, after having been made anxious by the images, they described some of the smells as negative. So what's going on? MRI revealed that during induced anxiety, the smell-related circuits of the brain became intertwined with the brain's emotional circuitry. Normally, those circuits don't interact much, but when the subjects were anxious, the circuits morphed into something like a unified network, essentially rewiring the brain. And somehow, that rewiring affected how the subjects interacted with the world through smell. So why does this matter? First, because it helps explain how anxiety can feed on itself. Insofar as being anxious makes things smell generally worse, those worse smells may in turn cause greater anxiety, creating an anxiety feedback loop. But understanding how emotion and smell can intertwine may also lead to ways to use smell as a way to combat anxiety and other mental disorders, an intriguing possibility that may be borne out with more research. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.